Oasis Audio presents The Rivers Run Dry by Sabella Giorello. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Well, who in his own backyard has not opened his heart to the smiling secret he cannot quote? Which goes to show that the bard was sober when he wrote that this world of fact we love is unsubstantial stuff. All the rest is silence on the other side of the wall, and the silence ripeness, and the ripeness all. W. H. Auden. Chapter 1. It was early October when I drove east toward the mountains outside Seattle with tainted emeralds on my mind. The autumn sun gilded birch leaves, and the blue sky appeared polished by a crisp and steady wind. But the green in the trees stole the show. Armies of cedar and fir and hemlock marched up the foothills of the Cascade Mountains, long limbs glowing with a peculiar shade of green I'd seen only once before, when a 6-carat emerald rolled across a stainless steel examination tray in the FBI's materials analysis lab. That gem's green facets glowed with a hue so verdant, so luscious, it whispered sibilant promises in the ears of greedy men. Just before the town of Issaquah, I turned south off Interstate 90 and followed Sunset Way to the western side of Cougar Mountain. My car windows were open and the air smelled of pine needles and dry curling leaves and iron-rich soil warmed by the sun. This was supposed to be a routine visit, a courtesy call by the FBI for the local PD. But I've learned not to judge anything by appearance. That gorgeous emerald in the FBI lab cost 3 men their lives. I parked in a small gravel lot on the right side of the road and walked over to a gray-crowned